coming back to the peace that Jesus gives us. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When your heart feels troubled, or when your heart is afraid, peace leaves the room. And fear is the opposite of faith. When the disciples were in the boat with Jesus, a storm was coming up on the seas, Jesus was sleeping, and their hearts became troubled. Fear gripped their hearts, and they were looking at the size of the waves, and they were crying out saying, Lord, wake up, we're going to drown. And then Jesus wakes up, and what did he say? He said, why do you have such little faith? He was looking at their fear, and what he saw was lack of faith. So many times in life, we are crying out desperately unto God, Lord, help! You know, and all he sees is fear and anxiety. And I want to tell you, church, that God is not moved with fear and anxiety. He's moved by faith. Every person that he healed and he spoke to them, he said, your faith has made you well. Scripture tells us you've not received a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So church, as we grab hold of the peace of God, we need to get rid of fear. We need to get rid of anxiety. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen? Hallelujah. We need to break the hold of Satan upon our lives tonight. I want to share just one testimony with you. The day that God broke this barrier in my life, it was in my matric year, in my standard 9 year or grade 11 year, I moved second term from Transvaal, Gauteng, down to Western Cape, to Paarl, and I was one term behind. The curriculums were different. I used to do quite well in school and maths. I got 74%, which is okay for me. And then, because I was behind, it was a different curriculum. I started to fall behind, so my first mark was 34%. Then it dropped down to 22%, and then eventually it reached 14%. So when I got that report card and I saw 14%, the moment I saw 14, I burst out laughing. I was just laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. Now, I had a friend at school in Randburg that when he got bad marks, he laughed. And I could never understand why he did that. But that day, I understood. It's so bad, you can only laugh at it. On the one hand. But on the other hand, I will never ever in my life forget walking from school to the hostel. It's about 100 meters walk. And I'm laughing and I'm laughing and I'm crying as I'm laughing with joy and I'm jumping up and down because in my heart I had a victory because I realized that there's a very good chance that I'm going to fail my year. That was September exam. And my science was 34%, one mark to spare. And then I would fail my year. But I realized in that instant that even if I do fail, and even if I do stay behind, and even if all my friends move ahead, and even if shame comes upon me, if I would be the only one to fail that year, I had one security. Jesus Christ loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. More than just the Bible tells me so, I know it. And I realized in that moment that all I need in this life is the love of Jesus Christ. And the fact that I am a born-again child of God. And no matter what happens in this life, no matter how I fail, no matter how I'm embarrassed, no matter how shameful things can happen to me, it's all of zero importance because I have Jesus Christ. I have the most important thing in life. I have eternal life. I have love, the love of God and of Jesus Christ, and that is all that I need in this life. And when I received that realization, in that moment, fear had no power over me. Fear of failure, fear of shame, fear of man. All of those fears just fell to the ground and I was laughing into Satan's face and I'm saying, ha, you have nothing in me. And I had such a joy because I realized, wow, Satan truly is defeated. And when you come to that place where you say, Satan, you have nothing in me. Whew, what a relief. What a relief. What a great place of peace. When you no longer have to fear bankruptcy. When you no longer have to fear being blacklisted. When you no longer have to fear divorce or your teenager turning into a drug addict. When you don't have to fear crime or Julius Malema or whatever, just to be at peace.
The amazing thing is, because of the peace of God upon my heart and His grace that strengthened me, my maths picked up and I finished matric with 94% with maths. But those results did not come from a place of fear-driven motivation. I wasn't running away from shame. Shame had no hold on me. Fear had no hold on me. Pressure had no hold on me. I was free. Free in the name of Jesus Christ. But I had peace and I had faith and I have joy. Hallelujah. And when you have peace and when you have faith and when you have joy, man, you can study pretty well. And suddenly your mind is clear. Remember, you have not received a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Yeah. Hallelujah. God gave me the strength to do that, and He can do that for you.